92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Sometimes the solution to problems are just right in front of you. The thing is, you have to want to see them. So there's a town called Wellington in Colorado. It's a wide spot on either side of Interstate 25, 20 minutes south of the Wyoming border. And recently, the town board voted 5-2 in favor of a resolution that will prohibit the board from restricting access to materials at the Wellington Public Library. Let me translate that into English for you. What that means is that they have a new law putting a ban on banning books, and that is genius. Somebody finally figured it out. It all started during the town board meeting in August. A bunch of residents filed a complaint about 20 books, alleging that they contained pornographic material that they felt wasn't suitable for kids, and they wanted the library to restrict children from accessing those books, but other residents were there and said, this isn't really a big issue. What's the problem here? So they reconvened in September to readdress the issue, and let's remember, this is a tiny farming town in the north end of Colorado. At the September meeting, a majority of residents hacked a boardroom to support the resolution that would ban book bans, and they approved it. One of the younger attendees, a high school girl, thanked the board for their ruling and then turned to all the attendees in the room and said, you can't tell me what I can and can't read. I bet none of those adults actually read any of the books on their list, and I am confident that they had no specific notes on the content to support their proposed ban, because that's usually the way these things go, and I think the board knew that.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.